This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number, 855-453, Life Freedom. 855-450-3733. We're talking about some of the problems of socialist medicine, specifically dead babies. In the case of Charlie Gard, he is the 10-month-old who is going to be dying very soon because the government has decided that he should. And it doesn't matter what the parents want. It doesn't matter that the parents have raised $1.5 million on a GoFundMe or something like that to help pay for an experimental treatment for young Charlie in the United States. They're not allowed to even take him home to die, let alone take him across the world to the U.S. for an experimental treatment. Why is that? Well, Mark, you speculated that it's because they don't want to look bad, but of course they look terrible.
But they don't look as bad as they would if the state saved money and they couldn't.
Yeah, I guess that's what they're worried about, is they're worried that the United States doctor that wants to try this experimental medication or treatment or whatever it is might be successful.
Right. I think that to some extent, you know, in Great Britain, they have the NHS, right? So they have
National Health Service.
Full-on single-payer health care.
Yep. Even dental.
Which means, to some extent, that the state decides who lives and who dies. Right?
Yes.
Like, you've got to, as a citizen of the UK, you've got to accept that the state decides when you live and when you die based on how much treatment they're willing to give you and some kind of cost-benefit analysis that they're willing to throw out there.
In this case, it was a judge. You, in a socialist medicine environment, ultimately it is a man in a robe who has really no idea what he's doing as far as, you know, medical care is concerned. The man in the robe will be the person who decides whether your child lives or dies. That's what this really boils down to. And no, it doesn't have anything to do with what the doctors think. It doesn't have anything to do with what the parents think. It doesn't have anything to do, because maybe the doctors agree with the state. Certainly the state doctors agree, but the doctors in the U.S. think there's a chance.
Some doctors agree and doctors disagree.
Right.
But this is
as a patient should be able to pick the doctor that you like, you know, the best.
This is how a bureaucracy gains its own consciousness, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, people in the U.K. have decided to some extent that they're going to allow the government to decide who lives and dies, so therefore the doctors there are going to think the same way. The doctor's going to be like, well, the doctor's, you know, the doctor had to make a call, the call's right, because we don't want them to have to live with the notion that they murdered a small baby for nothing, and we're certainly not going to let some yank, you know, do some experimental treatment, show that they could possibly save this child. And then show everybody in the United Kingdom that, hey, the cost-benefit analysis is real, and you die when we say you die, because that's what it does. Now, I'm not saying that this treatment would work. I think it's a gamble. But are you going to let somebody gamble with what is yours? Right? Like, so you say you've got $1,000 in the bank, and you're going to let somebody roll a dice, two dice, and say, if you get snake eyes, you get to take this $1,000, but if you don't get snake eyes, I get nothing. Mm-hmm. That's how the government has to look at this situation. Why? Because you're theirs. They claim you body and soul. And therefore, if they let you go, and in this case of Charlie here, if he gets some kind of treatment that saves him, it shakes the whole foundation
of what
they do.
Yeah, it makes their doctors look bad. It makes their experts, their purported experts, look bad.
If they let him die, they're letting one kid die. If they let him go to the States and he lives, then they're letting however many people live in Great Britain die. So, and this is kind of due to the interpretation of the people who are going to be reading these stories. They look worse, you know, admitting that they can't run a healthcare system than they do killing a kid.
Yeah. Is their decision really based on what they think is medically the best option, or does it have to do with the cost? Does it have to do with the fact that they have obviously a limited amount of money that they can spend in this healthcare system, this government one-size-fits-all healthcare system? And that ultimately they want to decide to spend that money on people that are going to be more likely to, let's say, earn tax dollars for the government, right? Are they going to spend, let's say it costs $1 million to give this kid another 5 years worth of life. And I don't know what the extent.
Really expensive, and every person would have to make the cost-benefit analysis for themselves and their family, and I'm sure it would be terrible.
Sure, but in this case, this isn't the family that gets to decide. It's the government
right.
that's deciding this, and so that's what the scariest part is, where it doesn't matter to them that this is your child, that this is the most important thing in your life, because that's what all parents say, right? It's like, their kid's the most important thing.
It's the truth. I mean, they don't say it for no reason at all. Now, what's it like when they have two? I don't know.
Well, then it's half as important. Each child is half as important, right?
I don't think that's the mathematics that they're going to agree with.
They won't admit
with.
It, but
right.
yeah, you can only spend so much time on them. So anyway, then you're leaving it up to these bureaucrats to make the decision on how this money is spent, and you shouldn't be surprised when they're going to choose the 30-year-old over the 10-month-old, or they choose the 25-year-old over the 78-year-old. You know, they're going to put the money in the places that give them the best return on their so-called investment. Now, certainly the government is terrible at determining prices and, responding to market.
They're not that terrible at it.
Right. And
they're terrible, but they're not so terrible that they can't tell the difference between a 10-year-old and a 30-year-old.
They know where their bread is buttered, and the bread is buttered in this case by the people who pay into the system. Those are the most valuable people to fix to the government, whereas with a family, the most valuable person is your family member, and, most of these families will do almost anything. They'll do whatever it takes. In this case, some wonderful, generous people stepped up and contributed a tremendous amount of money to help out, and all that money's just sitting there. It's just nothing's going to happen with it. It'll probably end up being refunded, or maybe they'll get to keep it for a nice funeral at this point.
No, it's, funerals, in my opinion, in many ways, are a shocking waste of money. But,
Well, I wouldn't do that either, but, what else are you going to do with it now? You got a $1.5 million.
I mean, therapy and drugs at this point.
They could start some sort of maybe a foundation or something like that, or use the money to move the hell out of the U.K., That's what I would do. Get out of there. If you're going to have another
$1.5 million, I'd run a media campaign that showed exactly what the government did to my kid.
Mm, yeah, great point. Toll-free number tonight, 855.
But I don't imagine you could buy a commercial on BBC One.
Right, for that topic. So 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Stefan in Ohio, he's on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
This is a really sad story to hear about Charlie Gard. In fact, I believe today, or maybe yesterday it was, both the President and Pope Francis offered help, but I don't know if it's ever going to happen. I suppose this is one of the examples of how universal health care is basically just a monopoly for one insurance agency. You know, these people say, we're against monopolies, a lot of these left-leaning socialists, but then they have no problem when the government has a monopoly over insurance.
Well, it's a little beyond a monopoly, because so if I live somewhere where Comcast has a monopoly on cable, I can just choose not to have cable, which is what I've done since I was 18, because cable companies, largely due to their being a monopoly, are really horribly run. You can't really do that with healthcare, both for practical reasons and in this case because they're going to kill you anyway. So it's a little bit beyond a monopoly.
And I've always thought that insurance itself was a scam, in my opinion. I always thought it would be better if we just paid our doctors directly with cash, because if they couldn't get these large amounts of money from insurance companies, prices would automatically have to come down. A lot of hospitals, for example,
health insurance is kind of misrun. Health insurance in the States, at least, doesn't really it's more of a prepaid plan than it is insurance in large part. So health insurance, true insurance, would cover if you got in a car accident, if you caught cancer, if insurance is for non-certain events. Going to an annual checkup isn't really an insurable event, but it's used that way largely because of the tax code.
Yeah, I think also, for me, if I was looking at for insurance in that area, it would be for something catastrophic. You know, I buy automobile insurance not to handle windshield wipers, oil changes, gasoline, nicks and bumps and things like that.
That brings the premiums up quite a bit. It brings the monthly amount you pay up a lot when you do that stuff.
Right.
The full coverage.
Sure. The full coverage.
Yeah. Hey, Stefan, stand by. I'm not sure if you got to all of your thoughts. We'll continue here. Our number is 855-453. And we do have some good news here tonight as well. You can share what you want, 855-450, free like freedom. And what about grants for churches? That's what Melanie's going to tell us about coming up.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is Digital Cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
children in
about 45
Uganda.
Or, yeah,
Jinja, Uganda.
Yeah, that's the sort of the state, like Kamunga or something like that is the name of the town.
Okay,
it's right there on the edges of Lake Victoria or Lake Tanganyika, depending on how you want to call it. And it is, you know, a place that's had lots of problems with things like war and AIDS and Ebola and a whole variety of things that would cause children to be abandoned or, you know, their parents die or whatever the things might happen. And there are a whole lot of orphans in Uganda. It's a very young country, statistically. And these kids need a place to stay. They've been up to this point. And currently, staying in sort of a large room, sleeping on the floor on mats, no electricity in the room, and, you know, I can't even imagine what it's like when one of them has to go pee in the middle of the night. You know, and then they got to get up in the morning and go to school,
right.
And that's very difficult. So, I've been working with this guy, Ndufuna Johnson, to be able to build an orphanage there. Spent some time, a lot of time, checking him out just to make sure that everything's sort of on the up and up. And some really great co-sponsors came along. GetCell411.com and Jax, J-A-X-X.io, both have offered to match whichever funds people...
Double matching.
Yeah, so it's double matching. So essentially you give a dollar, and that dollar turns into $3.
Yeah.
And I think what they want to see, what I want to see, which is essentially people... believe in this the way that they do. Like, you know, sort of wanting to do it as a group thing. Let's all of us do this. And so up to this point, we've raised $11,000 out of the about $25,000 that we're going to need to raise.
Does that include the matching, the $11,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
That includes the matching. That's what I've sent over there. And I've done it all in Bitcoin. It's all been sent over there in Bitcoin. And
that makes it easy.
It does. It really is. It's very easy to
send. And they've got somebody who's cashing it out into whatever the local currency is.
Right, shillings. At this point, the hardware stores there aren't taking
Bitcoin,
at least not entirely. They, as I understand, they have done some payments in some ways, but you know, they have some restrictions. Anyway, they've got the full first floor up. They've
all
got
right.
the flooring for the second floor. Then they're going to put the roof and the walls in. It's going to be great. The kids are, each of them is going to have a bed. They're going to have a footlocker or a box or a closet kind of situation, depending on their age and all that and where they are in the orphanage. And they're going to have, there's going to be sinks and showers. Everybody's going to be able to get washed up to go to school. At this point, they just recently got their workbooks for school. They also got their shoes. They get a pair of used shoes every year for school. And it's been really great. I mean, things are going along nicely. I just sent another payment as far as getting, the materials, the concrete, the iron bars, and all that stuff. And I'm trying to raise for the next go around. It's probably going to be another $2,500 or so.
That's the goal?
Yep.
Okay.
So, you know, please go to hope.freetalklive.com. Every dollar that you give, whether it's, $10, $50, or, wow, we had a $500 one the last go around, and that's really great. Makes it a heck of a lot easier.
Sure
right?
does.
Thanks
for the generosity.
Great. And I think that, you know, for me, what I want to say about that is if you have the ability to give $500, thank you so much. But if your ability is to give $50, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's important, too.
Right? Like, it's whatever it is, it's you're giving what you're participating.
Yeah.
And that's what's important to me on this. We're going to get these kids in an orphanage, and we're going to do it because people are willing to help.
And thank goodness, the Ugandan government's not standing in the way like the UK government is.
Just a little bit.
What's going on with that?
There's been some permits and stuff that he's got to pay money for permits to build an orphanage.
Yeah, but paying a bribe's a whole lot different than what's
disgusting.
happening.
Come on.
I mean, but that's to be expected with government. That's, you know, that's the typical way of doing things is you got to bribe the state agents, and that's what licensing fees are in the United States. They're just glorified bribes.
Yeah.
You know, they don't generally go directly into the pocket of the bureaucrat who's assessing or, you know, assessing the fines against you, but they benefit from those fines in the long run.
Yeah, this isn't any kind of libertarian project. I'm not preaching to Ndufuna very much about government bureaucrats or anything like that, and his grasp of the language isn't good enough to be able to have those conversations very well. He can talk about cement and iron bears.
Okay. Bars.
Iron bears.
Yeah, cute. Do they have bears in Africa?
I imagine they've got some kind of bear someplace in Africa, but Africa's a darn big continent.
Sure is.
I certainly can't speak to what's going on in Uganda.
All right, let's continue.
I know that Lake Tanganyika has some very interesting cichlids, though.
So if you want to donate to that and have your donations double matched, meaning basically tripling the money coming into the project, you then go to hope.freetalklive.com, and will you take things besides Bitcoin as far as donation?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I believe I've got Bitcoin and Dash right up at hope.freetalklive.com.
But what about PayPal or?
Yep, got PayPal.
Okay.
You could even do a money order if that's what you want to
okay,
do. There's
cool.
a variety of options. We had a good friend of the show that you're familiar with sent a check for $500. That was really cool. And so there's all kinds of ways. Just get a hold of me if you want to do something else.
Alternative, sure.
Yeah.
Let's go to Stefan, or back to Stefan in Ohio. Go ahead, Stefan.
I really do wish you luck on that project. It's a very good cause.
Thank you.
Because children do need a home, no matter how you stand on the political spectrum.
Yeah, I just want to be able to wash their face and go to school, you know?
Yes. Now, on the subject of healthcare, I noticed you guys have a sponsor, Health Excellence Select. Do any of you use that by any chance?
I have used them, yep.
And are you continuing to use them, or did you find something else?
Well, it's not that I'm not using them. It's that as far as we have a health savings situation going on, so I use them to be able to say I use their product. I use them without sort of notifying the higher ups so that I got the experience all the way through. But I mean, I'm not going on with it at this time because I don't want to burden other people with a health sharing situation when I can cover myself.
Oh, does any doctor take that? I've considered
they all do.
Yeah, because it's like paying in cash.
Okay,
it's essentially that, as I understand it. It's the effectively paying in cash.
So basically, everybody puts money into like a giant, fund, and then when somebody needs it, they just have the doctor bill that?
You would be best off talking directly to them because there's certain terminology that they use. But, yeah, that's basically, I agree. Basically, I concur with what you say.
I've told a lot of people about health sharing in the past, and I've given the rundown of how it works, and they've compared it to like a miniature free market single payer system. It seems like they're comparable in a way.
I guess.
No. I mean, how is that anything like single
payer?
Single
payer means single payer, but it's a single payer for you.
Right. I mean, there can be different organizations like this that are out there competing, and single payer is by definition the only one in the market. Stefan, as always, thanks for the call tonight. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, where you can take control of those airwaves and bring up anything that you want. In the studio with you, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you should join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast. And they can even be confirmed instantly if you want. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash, even you, and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go to the story that Melanie had brought in here tonight about churches and grants from the government. Apparently, there's no problem, according to, was it a court?
Federal Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court handing down a decision saying churches can apply for grants and receive them from the government. Is that right?
Well, and that the government has to give it to them. So
oh, my.
I'm sorry?
I said, oh, my.
Yeah, so a couple of days ago, on June 26th, the federal Supreme Court in Trinity Lutheran Church of Columbia versus a bunch of people and Missouri Department of Natural Resources. So there was a church that was apparently running a playground with the grounds made of gravel, which just seems like a horrible idea to me from the start, but that's what they were doing.
Teach a kid that life is tough.
I guess. So the state of Missouri decided that it was their prerogative to give grants to schools, daycare centers, and some other nonprofits to redo playgrounds, not floors, but grounds, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
With recycled tire rubber floors.
Yeah, if you've ever seen this.
Those are cool.
Yeah, it's just better. Yeah. You know, I mean, I've been to more playgrounds in the last 9 years than I had in the previous 30 or so. And, you know, I mean, these recycled grounds are really awesome.
It's kind of bouncy, right?
A little more, yeah. Right? Like if you fall off the monkey bars.
It's not going to be as tragic.
It's not going to be as tragic. And
especially compared to gravel.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it seems like a massive improvement.
That is a big improvement, for sure.
So, they had a program where you applied, and they had some kind of ranking system based partially on how many people it would affect in need of the organization. And they didn't go into all that, but they seem to have some, in this opinion anyway, but they seem to have something like that. To where if you were one of these organizations and you wanted to redo your ground in this material,
you apply
the state of Missouri
for the grant.
Would pay for it.
Yeah.
Even if they were a church.
No.
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 So a church, the Trinity Lutheran Church, applied and said, we would like a grant to redo our playground.
Hey, we've got a playground. Mm-hmm. You're redoing playgrounds. Why not our playground?
And the state of Missouri said, yeah, you're a church. Bye.
Yep. Which is the right decision, I think. They should have been told.
Okay.
By.
Right.
Yeah, because the church is supposed to be separate from the state. The churches don't have to pay taxes.
At this point, all we know is that they own the playground.
No, they were. So, and now this is an important distinction that I think that was kind of lost on some people I was arguing with on Facebook. This is not a daycare center that was affiliated with a church. This was a church that happened to own a playground and also ran as a church, which means none of the income was taxable or even auditable, a daycare center.
Right.
So the daycare uses the playground, but everybody else can use the playground when the daycare isn't using the playground kind of thing?
They hinted at that. They didn't outright say it in the opinion, and I didn't dig deep enough to find
that out. So I went to a Christian school when I was growing up. That Christian school had a playground. When we weren't at school, anyone in the neighborhood could come and play on the playground.
That's part of being a good neighbor and, you know, working with the community, right?
I'm not sure that that's true everywhere with all schools.
I feel like they hinted at that. They didn't outright say it in the opinion, but I feel like that's what they wanted you to believe, which to me almost makes me want to not believe it, but
it's
I don't know.
It's pretty common that people will allow, you know, neighborhood church or whatever will allow the neighborhood kids to play on their playground. I mean,
wait until it
common.
Starts getting tagged by, you know, would-be gangsters and see whether or not that's going to stick around for very long.
Okay. Well, I guess it could, you know, be prohibited somehow. They could put up gates and barbed wire.
Gates around. Go back to your hometown of Sarasota, Florida, and see if every playground doesn't have a gate around
it. Is that right? Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen a playground that didn't have a gate around it.
All right.
Right. Ian doesn't go to playgrounds.
No. What's
he know?
Neither do I, but I could drive by and see them.
He just doesn't pay attention to them.
Yeah, they don't.
There's a really weird one on the Mass-New Hampshire border where there's like a stone boundary to mark the border. But,
okay. That's a big thing up here with their stone boundaries. So, so this playground owned by the church, run by the church daycare center.
It's not to be nitpicky, but it's not technically accurate to say it's run by the church. It's part of the church.
What's the difference?
Okay, so you can have a separate entity. If a church wants to open an LLC, or not an LLC, well, I guess they could do that too, but if a church wants to open a 401(c), they can do that. They can open a charity. The Catholic Church has Catholic Charities, which is a separate organization.
Yeah.
It's run as a regular charity. Their books are open. They have to do charitable work to maintain that status, and they get all the benefits of any other charity. There are other charities and schools, nonprofit schools, that are affiliated with churches. And you can do that. This was one entity. The entity was the church. It had a church, like the actual physical building where they did like church services.
Right.
They
don't pay taxes.
And
they don't pay taxes
on any of it.
So if you want the government benefits, then you should have to kind of be paying into the government system, right? If you don't want to pay taxes...
Wait a second. When governments go around and... Look, churches aren't the only organization that don't pay taxes, right? Not for
profits. Sometimes schools don't pay taxes.
Not for profits. Okay, and schools were getting, am I wrong here, Melanie? Schools were getting the benefit of the playground, you know, bonus money that the state was sending out. So why should the school be treated any different?
Oh, schools were getting, yes.
Schools are run by the state. Well,
no, they're not, Ian.
There's lots of
schools that aren't run by the state that have playgrounds open.
All schools aren't nonprofits, and even schools that are nonprofits have to go by the rules of nonprofits in order to maintain that status. They have to actually provide services. They have to open their books so that you can see that they're providing services and you can see that they're, you know, well, I mean, not that they're not wasting the money, because a lot of them have
right. So some are not
administrative.
Some aren't.
This is
Tiana. Let's, okay. I got a church. In one hand, you have a church that has a playground,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
On another hand, you have a school that has a playground. The school is a secular private school, and they get the money from the state. Can you tell me why the church, which is a non-secular organization with a playground, should not get it?
I don't think either of them should. If they're not paying into the system, they shouldn't be getting benefits from the system.
The system was giving out this stuff because people want to play at parks.
Well, and nonprofits only mostly don't pay taxes. Churches don't pay taxes.
So when do nonprofits pay taxes? Like on property taxes? Or
they have, which it's not called this, but the simplest way to explain it is a property tax on investments.
Okay.
So if they don't spend all the money, they get taxed for not spending it all, even if it would make sense to save it for next year. They have payroll taxes. They have, and they still have to do filings, which is expensive, and they're kind of tedious. So that is kind of an indirect tax that
okay,
churches
that's
don't
true.
Have to do.
Right, they've got to open their books, so and the churches don't have to.
It's kind of like, I mean, the nonprofits are kind of in the system and having to deal with all this, and the churches are in the wonderful position of not have of being allowed to operate outside of the outside
right.
of the system.
So don't ask for favors if you're
if you're
able to not pay property taxes. If they're forcing the church to pay property taxes, then I say go ahead and give them the
church
grant.
Is likely a 501c.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get bitcoins, and then spend bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio tonight, and Melanie has been telling us about a news story at the Supreme Court ruling. I guess we haven't really gotten to exactly what their ruling was. We've just sort of been dancing around the story, talking about churches and should they be able to get grants from the government. That's what this court case was all about, specifically in relation to a grant that was being offered to pay for new grounds on playgrounds, meaning that they would be replacing, in this case, gravel with the chunked up tire pieces that they
recycled tires that have the radial pulled out of them.
Yeah, and they make that into like sort of a semi-bouncy base for the kids to run around on or whatever. And so apparently some church had applied for this grant. The state had denied it, and then they appealed to the Supreme Court.
Right. So, and it to me,
And you're an atheist.
Yeah, and it does seem kind of, distasteful, unfair, something, to have an entity who's allowed to operate outside the system, who's not being stolen from, to then go and take tax money. Now, it's still not theft as far as I'm concerned, because it's unowned property, it's homesteadable. It just feels wrong.
What's not theft?
So if someone who is not a tax victim goes and takes government money.
Okay.
It's unowned property, it's home. No, that seems like kind of wrong. Maybe it's wrong on other grounds. Like, I wouldn't go work for RT because I was never stolen from Russia. So I would feel weird taking that paycheck, even though it's technically unowned property.
Oh,
maybe
I see
it's
what you're
morally
saying.
Wrong on other grounds. I don't know, but that's not really the problem I have.
I don't
with
have
this.
A problem if RT offered to pay us
Russia
money.
Russia Today, television program.
If RT came to us, and our radio stations don't pay us to run the show, we do a trade deal with them. But if for whatever reason RT were to say, "We want you Free Talk Live guys so much, we're going to give you $100,000 to be on our network." We could keep doing the show. Yeah, so $100,000 each.
Okay, what about my co-hosts? I've got co-hosts.
Yeah. The $100,000, they're going to do $1 million for all the co-hosts and everything.
Or paid you to do an interview or paid you to blog or something.
Yeah, would you really turn it down?
I don't see how I can take that. Like, I would want the platform, but I don't see, like, Russia has never stolen money from me. I don't see how I can. Yes, it's homesteadable because it's a fungible, unowned good, but it just feels like it. And maybe this
but
isn't
you can
logic,
use it to
just
undermine
feels
the state.
Like
you can use it.
should go to someone who has been stolen from Russia.
I get what you're saying, but it's going to go to somebody, right? Like, they're going to either hire you, or they're going to hire Larry King, or they're going to hire, and I think they've hired Larry King. I'm giving you examples of people they've hired. Ed Schultz. Ed Schultz. Yeah,
Tom Hartman.
Adam Kokesh was on that network for a while, libertarian activist who's been on our show.
Yeah, but I would definitely go on the network.
So you'd appear as a guest, but you wouldn't want to take money from them? What's the difference? They're still paying money to provide you with the airtime if you're going to sit there and be a guest on a show. You're one of their talking heads on one of their news shows or something like that, and they have you on for comment. That still benefits you. You're promoting your accounting services or whatever. Or yourself.
Why would it be? I wouldn't fly there to promote accounting services.
Yeah, but it wouldn't hurt if you mentioned it. But that's the idea. That's what's so funny about RT is, like, yeah, it's a Russian government-funded operation, but on the other hand, they are trying to undermine the American government. I mean, it's pretty clear from their editorial views on that network that they are vicious critics of the United States government.
Well, I think that they are willing to make critiques that other organizations aren't.
And it makes them look like, you know, something special because of that.
Well, there's plenty of other news agencies that are willing to make the same sort of stories. Russia Today is well funded.
They're well funded.
Yeah, they're doing a lot and they're getting a lot of press. But, you know, if you look at Al Jazeera and you look at Der Spiegel, you look at a variety of other, even the British press does a pretty good job on reporting on the United States. I like to look at press agencies. You know, I don't look at them for themselves. Like, I wouldn't read Russia Today for their news on Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That would be useless. Al Jazeera for their news on Qatar would be useless. But I think that even the stuff that I've seen from the North Korean state news agencies, it actually has contained within it some interesting and what I consider to be valuable critiques of the United States government.
Yep.
These people are insane. But the critiques are not so bad.
No doubt about it. So just to clarify, you would appear as a guest, but you would not host your own show for pay.
That's what I'm leaning towards, and I don't have this necessarily as solidified as I do some of my other beliefs.
Would you lean as heavily if they came up with $500,000?
See, and that's the thing. That's not really relevant to the moral question. Like, I don't see how I could do that. But
what if you got a letter from a poor Russian woman that said, "Please, please take this money. I've been robbed, and I can't get my own." This is a terrible Russian accent. I can't get my own back. But you could get it. You could get it, and you could take it and use it for good. Please take it.
Well, see, now at that point, you have an assignment of rights.
Okay,
it's crazy. Okay.
But, she's right.
She usually is.
I will just fake a Russian letter to her once the situation comes. I'll get some Russian friend to find me.
Russian letter written in English.
In bad Russian.
But, yeah, I don't mean if somebody has a better argument on this than my, this just doesn't feel right. I mean,
sure, you can call in.
Yeah,
toll free,
like,
number
to
here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Yeah, so I mean, if that was more of a disclaimer thing on my part, like, yes, this does feel wrong for that reason, but that's not my problem with this case.
Mm-hmm.
So then the church, who apparently didn't have enough money for a playground floor, they might have not hired the lawyer, because a lot of the times nonprofits will get those for free if it was like an attorney who went to that church or something.
Okay.
Then went and got a lawyer, sued the state, and then fought it up to the Supreme Court.
It's expensive.
So they didn't just apply for the grant. They went all in on this.
So the Supreme Court, what was their decision?
The Supreme Court said that the state of Missouri had to give them the grant.
Wow.
Because the only reason they didn't give them the grant was because they were a church, and that discriminated against the religion.
I think that's a legitimate critique. So they're not using, this isn't about separation of church and state.
It should be, though.
This is not promoting a religion. This is putting tires down.
It's giving somebody a benefit who doesn't deserve it.
Money is a fungible good. So if they don't have to pay for their own playgrounds, then they have more money to do core church stuff, whatever that happens to be for them, pews or altars or whatever.
In many cases, taking care of the poor and feeding people that you know, that come to them and things like that too. Churches do a great deal of good, and I, you know, when the government is giving out money to other organizations for their playgrounds, mm-hmm. why not this place?
Well,
for
and their
the
other organizations also kind of have accountability that the church doesn't. Not that the government is the best overseer of accountability, but if one of the schools or a daycare affiliated with a church or another nonprofit took the money and went and spent it on booze, A, they'd know about it, and B, there'd be hell to pay.
Because, as you're saying, the books have to be
right.
opened
if
in another nonprofit.
If a church did that, nobody would ever know.
Yeah.
As long as they got the playground, if they, you know, spent half of it on the playground and half of it on going to the casino, no one would even know.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to say, and this is not the argument, at least at the Supreme Court address, I didn't read the briefs, so I don't know what arguments they made. So for them to say, we will give money if you're proving that you use it this way, is an entirely reasonable position. You can't say, I'm funding a part of a church and not another part of it. Money is fungible, that doesn't make any mm-hmm. sense. But the real problem with this case is that you had outside status. You're
outside the system.
Outside the system status. You're giving that up, not just for you. You're screwing everybody over in order to get a playground refinished.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's the equivalent of doing a deal with the devil for a religion. Now, I mean,
I'm not claiming it's not that, Ian, because I do believe that once you, it's my understanding that most churches are 501c3 organizations and that they are turning, you know, doing some kind of taxes.
They're doing some kind of deal with it. They're not doing
taxes. And they shouldn't be. If they're a major religion, if they're Christian, Islam, Jewish, something that's going to be recognized, they have no reason to do that.
But every lawyer will tell them that they should because...
Well, then every lawyer is committing malpractice.
There's a lie.
That is ridiculous.
Well, really? there's a lie that goes around that they need to have 501c3 in order to accept tax-deductible contributions, which is false.
That is not true.
Correct. It's not true.
It's just not true.
But that's what they want you to believe, so you'll hire them to take the church through the 501c3 process. 855 450 free, like freedom. But again, you're asking for a favor from the devil,
basically. Yeah, like, this is not free. They're going to come back later.
There's more. Great point. There's more on the way here. We can discuss, and you can as well. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of